as a philosophy, the more you invest in yourself, that will pay higher dividends than anything that money will do over time. Most people are not in the position where they have to worry about what they're going to do with all this money in their bank account. Most people are living paycheck to paycheck. I'd rather invest in every single thing we're doing. Like, you have like our little bit on the side that has, you know, clip the coupons, make a little bit of passive income if you can, and then double, triple down on what your active and operating investments are.
Let's talk about something that you're a true expert in, which is finance and real estate.
Yeah.
Technology, you know, he's also in there. But mortgage rates are at an all-time high, 7%. I just put an offer in on a new house. No, I'm just kidding. We're pausing buying any real estate right
now. Who's buying? I guess I don't understand who's buying right now. I mean, I know the market's like, you know, slowed down, but like, who in their right mind would like forced to buy?
I mean, people that are laundering money probably had to hide it somewhere.
That's actually a really
that happens around here all the time.
I don't think a lot of people really understand how much money is laundered in the United States,
especially in California.
Like, the amount everywhere, of businesses, but it happens here, that, like, just seem like shells. Like, it's wild. It'll be interesting to see what they do with all those. I mean, I think they kind of tangential, but on topic a little bit, is they, I think the IRS is hiring like something like, you know, I've looked at the numbers where it's like 88,000 agents or whatever, and they're spending $80 billion. Some like, crazy number.
Which, but aren't they going after like the middle class?
Well, I mean, what can you, I mean, the thing is like, who, like, why the solution wouldn't be to A, just overhaul the tax code and make it more simple, or like build a fucking piece of software that does the job of 80. Like, imagine any firm like
the government
that starts
is so
today.
Incompetent.
Imagine that you're raising venture capital and you say, hey, what's your business model? And you're like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire 80,000 people. And you're like, let me stop you right there. Like, I'm all the way out, dude.
It's
like,
2022.
Like, yeah, it's like,
let's
what is
make
that?
Machines.
Dude, like, what's the, it's like they're just like, how did it just drive? I mean,
I feel like it's like virtue signaling. They're just trying to like, show the public they're doing something, they're creating jobs, they're solving this problem.
Maybe.
When like, really, are these people going to solve any problems? Like,
no. Who are our best and brightest that are going to apply for these positions? Like, who are they going to take down? What are they going to, like, it's just like, I mean, and I just, the government,
I heard they're
so
focusing on the middle class. I don't know if that's true.
But who else are they going to audit, right? Like, they're going to spend resources. I mean, I don't know. It's like, but I mean, the thing is, I think we all need to come to a certain point and say, hey, this system that we've set up, it's just gotten too big. Like, and it's just really inefficient. Like, I'm dealing with this issue at the centers right now where they're coming by and issuing citations. And one of the citations is for graffiti. And then, so issuing citations against the graffiti.
Wait a second. Tell them. He also manages shopping centers on the side.
Well, a broker.
So,
and I do asset management as one of the services.
Yeah. So he's talking about some shopping centers that are under his umbrella.
Yeah, portfolio.
Yeah.
And they're Class B, Class C centers, which means they're not in nice areas. And they get, there's graffiti on them. Every day, like every night, someone comes by, homeless, we have security coming in. It's just, it's a really expensive to manage because security, like the cops aren't going to do anything. They're working on other stuff. And so the city comes by and they write these like citations as if it's like the signage, the graffiti. It's, if the graffiti is covered up, it's not using the exact same color of paint. And just like all these things that this employee is going through and threatening to find these businesses and the owners. And it's like, I mean, it's on a sheet of paper. Like the whole thing is like just out of like, it's like, what are you doing? Like, how are you wasting this much time as a public resource on things that will never move the needle for us collectively? And it's just the same thing at the government level, right? Like the IRS, it's like, did you imagine how difficult it is to pay taxes? So like, they know what you owe. They know what you owe. You're forced to kind of guess what that number is, right? The whole system needs to be recreated, right? And like, what kills me is when the people make these claims. Like, it's actually interesting. I've been getting a lot of ads, which I've been clicking on them now, for fast food workers trying to unionize in California. It's a really big push. TikTok ads. I had this TikTok ad. This is going to be a good clip if you bear with me for a second. It's an ad from on TikTok that, please tell me I can find it, that I had to save it because it was just the craziest thing I had ever heard, and I can't believe this is allowed to run. But it was essentially...
But I can't run before and afters that, from my real programs is, that are real
is.
Results.
Here it is. This is an ad. This is a paid ad. It's an image of a lady. I'll try to put this on the screen. From a Twitter account or semi account. It's called Brave New Films. And it says Elon Musk makes $16 million. Elon Musk, here we go. Elon Musk makes $16 million an hour and pays less in taxes than you. So just
one,
on that,
that's not true.
On that first note, right? Elon Musk, I think this year or next year will pay more taxes than anyone ever in history. So like on the face, you're like, that is untrue. Right? So like to the, okay, they never,
he paid $11 billion in taxes in 2021, just
pay,
for reference.
He'll pay more this year though, because I think he sold more stuff. Yeah. So like people don't understand that all of this would fall apart if the rich didn't pay their taxes. Like none of this would work. Like it's just like you just fed these lies. And I don't know if it's like people are collectively that dumb or people just don't believe it. It's just that we think that we believe it.
Is this going to start a political war? Because I don't know. I'm nervous.
It has nothing to do with politics. The government, IRS is not a, the IRS is a governmental agency, like regardless of who's in the office. Like,
yeah, I don't know anything about politics, but I definitely don't want to start like a fucking.
Well, but you know that the IRS is not like, there's not a Republican, like the IRS is not there when Republicans in office or vice versa. It's a government. It's like the court system. It's
I just make money and spend it. I don't know anything else.
You do. So Jeff Bezos makes $4.2 million an hour, right? And pays less in taxes than you. Also not true.
Who?
Mark Zuckerberg makes $4 million an hour, pays less in taxes than you. Not true. And then it says, you should be mad about this. Not workers fighting for higher wages. And you sign up and you basically ask, so it's like this form that you fill out and it says, you know, what fast food place do you work for? So I just said I work for McDonald's and I'm the CEO. It's like I'm just the owner of McDonald's to see what else they would send. But I get hit with all these ads, right? So I just want to be really clear and we should just, you know, we can end that particular bit here. But the year is 2020. I promise you, if and when you were to unionize, you would all get replaced by machines. It's just going to happen.
Oh,
right?
He just called it. We'll see what happens.
Just like, look at it. It's just common sense, right? Like, you're fighting for higher wages. This is not the way it's going to work. Look at every single thing. Look at any trend line in society. It's just not, it's not the way it's going to work. Like, so, it just, but then it's like, how is that able to run as an ad? Like, how is it able to run? Who are they? I almost like feel like you're preying on people. Like, it feels predatory to me. When people are coming in and acting like they're going to save you or do something that's in your best interest, when it will for sure not end well for you.
Let's talk about mortgage rates and what do you think is going to happen with the real estate market?
Yeah, I mean, rates are going to go up. It's
they're going to go higher than 7%.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they go
when
higher?
When will it stop, do you think?
I don't know. It's not cooling off the economy. I mean, it's I don't
10%?
Know.
10%? You think there's going to be a mortgage rate that's 10%?
I don't see why not. It's not going to, but the thing is, it's not going to remain. Everyone's locked in at 30-year, 20-year, 10-year fixed at like really low price points. What's going to make them sell? Nothing. Death, divorce, disease, those, other than the natural effects. So just think about like what's going to happen, right? So what's going to be the impetus behind why people would sell? None, right? I mean, what would they be? Do you know of any?
They're forced to sell.
Yeah,
I mean,
why would they be forced to sell? Yeah, correct. Yeah. So
they can't pay their mortgage, foreclosure.
Yeah. So if
and then the things that I guess you said, or like they have to move because of work and they have no choice. They can't keep that property.
Well, that's more of like a renting thing, I guess. So like, I guess like, you know, someone was at TikTok yesterday. They're like, oh, my buddy has makes $1 million a year, 20% down, 720 credit score is still above 7%, right? For a rate. So it's like money will just go elsewhere. I think like if you got in and you have a low rate, there's no, so that will fix the supply. The demand for housing will stay flat. I mean, I don't see like what's going to spike the demand. So, you know, I think it's a, you know.
Oh, I just found my dream house down the street. Oh my God. Oh, nice. New house, Peninsula Point. Beach view. Oh my God, guys. Only 36 mil. Only 36 mil. So what do you think is going to happen with the real estate market around here? Let's talk about what I care about. What's going to happen at Newport Beach? Mm. When can I get my beachfront? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Whenever you get...
Tell the people.
Whenever you get $10 million. Whenever you can plop $10 million down and be
in
okay
cash?
With... Yeah, well, I mean, financing, it's even... I mean,
give me a goal. I'll fucking...
Yeah, I just like...
Don't do
the
that.
The goal is... It's just not how wealth's created. Like, if you want to buy a house on the beach, don't buy a fucking house on the beach. Like, rent it. Like, you just buy literally any other piece of real estate and make your money work for you. Your money does not work for you when it's inside of the house. You're actually working for your money. It's a fact that I don't think a lot of people really kind of tend to understand.
Okay.
And
so
on the flip side, it's actually nothing wrong with renting. Like this home ownership thing is something that was created by America. I don't think a lot of people realize this.
Yeah,
right? Like,
no, I get
this
that.
This was an investment vehicle that was created. There's nothing that says that you have to own your home. That's a, you know, the manifest destiny, whatever it is, like the American dream. Like it was, it's a financial product that we made up.
Yeah. So right? Like what should people do with their money if they're not going to buy a house? Let's just give them your advice.
Invest in your skills. I mean, like, I don't know. I skilling, like I'm not an investment expert. I just think that, you know, as a philosophy, the more you invest in yourself, that will pay higher dividends than anything that money will do over time. Most people are not in the position where they have to worry about what they're going to do with all this money in their bank account. Most people are living paycheck to paycheck and struggling in their job, whatever it is, and upskilling. Learning new skills, becoming like, you know, being able to become more in demand, those things have more stuff to do than like buying an Airbnb or buying an apartment building or putting, you know, buying an ETF. Like it's just, you know, I don't know. I struggle. I'd rather invest in every single thing we're doing. Like you have like our little bit on the side that has, you know, clip the coupons, make a little bit of passive income if you can, and then double, triple down on what your active and operating investments are. Because time compounds, you know, my opinion, more than money will, because you can shift it, right? The S&P is an average of 7% a year, every year, which is great, compound interest. We can make, you know, 100% of my time, right? Mm-hmm. You look at it a different, and then when you're trading that, you can make a trade where you want to become less active. But for the most part, most people need to figure out what a skill they're good at and become really good at that skill. And it's usually not what you love to do. Like, you know, I love the same quote. It's like, do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And chances are that major's not hiring anyway. So it's like, it's very true. So there's levels to it and everyone's at a different level. And there's always someone richer than you and there's always someone poorer than you. So, I mean, people get assessed like what the market's going to do. It's like, where you live is the most uninteresting. I mean, it's just like, I just like, what are you thinking? Like, what are you working on? Like that to me is like way more interesting than like, hey, what's the roof over here? What is the physical address?
I'm asking the questions that people are asking me.
No, I understand.
All, okay,
I understand.
Don't shoot the fucking messenger.
Okay, I'm just saying. I mean,
I don't even
want to
ask these questions. Can you tell how fucking bored I am sitting here? I'm like, oh my God.
Where do you think it's going to go?
I don't give a shit really, except about around here. Like, I just want to buy my beach house eventually, which we won't because you just heard it. I'm not going to be allowed to, so I'll just keep fucking, I don't know, dreaming, I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah, if your dream is to like just let equity like just pay into your beach house the rest of your life, that's fine. You could do that. The thing is,
I mean, I think,
all
right,
that's really fine.
I don't want to argue about that. I think the market is going to continue to cool off. Not just because of the mortgage rates, though. I think it's like other stuff, too. I think it's like a lot of things
like
combined.
What?
I think it's because of like inflation in general. People don't have enough money, or like, I don't think people want to put money into a house that maybe they would want to before, because I don't think people have as much extra money as they used to because inflation's so high. Like,
yeah,
I mean, even like for us, like I look at our grocery bill, I'm like, holy
shit. Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Like, I mean, thank God it's like, okay, but like I'm like, we need to like, you know, like be smart, like eat all this food, like don't waste this stuff, because it's just wild how expensive food is. I mean, gas, whatever, like, you know, we don't really drive that much, so it doesn't really affect us, but like
it still affects a lot of people.
Food, I've noticed a lot. It's like I order a couple things, it's like $100. I'm like, fuck, are you serious? Like it's like not even two bags worth of, and it's no meat. Like, I don't understand. And then like the meat that we buy is so expensive. And I mean, yeah, that's for me. It's just like, I think people aren't as comfortable spending money on a new house or upgrading their house or even like renovating their house right now, because everything's just so expensive. I mean, to build a house, like my girlfriend who's visiting here, she's building a house in Nashville, and the per square foot to build a house in the country outside of Nashville is the exact same square footage price as it is to build a house here in Newport Beach, California. Exact same price.
Yeah, but But that would make sense though, because your land would be the difference in the cost. Like the housing, the cost per foot for housing would be extremely similar across the country. It's the price per square foot of the land that would be the bigger delta.
But to renovate our house in Texas, it was way less than it would have been to renovate a house here.
No, I'm saying there is a difference. There is a difference, but it's.
I'm saying like late. I mean, I guess supplies are maybe all coming from the same place, but like maybe even labor is like that's yeah, including
there are,
labor too.
Yeah,
so
there are
typically you would think like, oh, in Texas labor would be much cheaper or whatever. Maybe in Nashville would be much cheaper. It's not. It's
well,
the same as here.
True. It's about supply and demand. So I'm just saying if you look at finished asset like improvement pricing, that in pricing is. The what would be the difference across the country? Like the land price per the land would be different. Like so, if you're building $1 million home here, or $1 million home in Costa Mesa, it would cost around the same, right? 2,000 square foot here, 2,000.
The land would cost different, yeah.
The land would be different. This land would be $4 million. That would be one or 500 million,
yeah,
half a million. So that's really the difference when it comes to like when you look at like per square foot in building. The building would be tighter, and the land would be a wider deviation.
Yeah, I mean the land there is also very expensive.
Yeah, it is. Well, like, that's supply and demand. Thing,
like
right?
Literally so looking at houses, I got just for fun. I like looked at houses in like Tennessee, and I'm like, this is like just as expensive as buying a house here. Like, yeah, you get a bigger yard, but like I don't fucking care about that. I have the beach right here.
Well, yeah, we realize that too. In Dallas,
I don't even want a yard. Yeah,
well, in Dallas is you don't realize too. It's like you know, the people fail to take into consideration all of the costs that it comes with living, like groceries, gas bill, rent, schools, all these other things. And it's like if you go to Dallas. You're going to pay more for a lot of your services
because
there's not as much competition.
Yeah.
Here, there's 8 people ready to pluck your eyebrows at a minute's notice.
Yeah, it's
right?
so true.
There's one, and that person might not want to work on Thursdays, right? And like, they have a full book of business, and they're probably raising their prices.
Well, not only that, it's like, you have to commute. Like, when I lived in Texas, like, to get my eyelashes done, I had to drive 20 minutes to this chick's, like, salon, and she charged me, like, $30 or $40 more for a lash fill than my girl who's 10 minutes down the road charges me like, and it's like not as good quality lash and stuff. And I just would notice like things are like adding up. Like food in Texas was more expensive than buying food in California. Like my grocery bill went up when I moved there.
Yeah.
Granted, we buy organic and we buy like a little bit more like, you know, healthier brands, I guess you would say. So maybe that was like part of it. Cause like buying Simple Mills and Siete, mm-hmm. whatever is going to be more expensive, I guess in Texas. Cause maybe they buy less. I don't know how it works, but yeah, I noticed that. I remember like when we moved to Texas, I was like, oh my God, we're going to be saving so much money every month. And guess what? We spent the exact same money every month that we did when we lived in California. And private schools were more expensive in Texas than they are in California, like by a lot, like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars more. And granted, I guess you could pick your quality of school or whatever, but I just noticed that it wasn't like all what it's cracked up to be. Did we have a bigger house? Yes. Did we own that house? Yes. And we still do. And we'll never sell it. It will go to our boys.
Yeah.
And it was a great buy. I love Texas. I'll continue buying homes in Texas and property in Texas for like ever. I mean, once the market gets all fucking straightened out. But yeah, that's one thing I definitely did notice is like the grass isn't always greener. Like I can get more options at a cheaper rate for services here than I could in Frisco, Texas. And Frisco is the fastest growing city in America for the last couple of years.
Yeah, the grass isn't green. It's just different grass.
It's just different grass. Yeah, and some people like that grass better.
Yeah,
that's great.
Right, right,
and some people like this grass better, and that's great.
Yeah. So I think there should be freedom, right? And that's, I think, the challenge with inflation is that it's hurting a lot of Americans that, I mean, deserve is a bad word, but they deserve not to be like hit. Like, it just further separates us. Like we shouldn't be having these situations where like we're like the most developed nation in the world. We should have cheap energy. We should have cheap fuel. We should have cheap, you know, childcare. Like all these things should be like, we should have a better solutions for them. And to me, it's like, and this is something that, I mean, I've been out of grad school now for 5 years. Is that right?
No, longer than that.
No, 2017, 5 years. And, back then, you know, taking classes in, you know, monetary policy and essentially the educated opinion from a professor who was sat on the Federal Reserve was we've reached the limits of our modern monetary policy. It's like this, like it's not a pyramid scheme, but it's like, we're just like kind of keep printing and printing and printing. And at a certain point we're going to face the music, right? So a lot of people are, you know, against like deficit spending, and we've been deficit spending for a long time now. And, you know, at some point it's maybe face the music. But at the end of the day, you can kind of lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So the monetary and fiscal policies that we have can only go so far. We need to have some sort of mechanism. And the U.S. has this mechanism, which is, you know, capitalism, essentially, where we're allowed to pick and choose a little bit better. So the problem I think we see, which is about gas and these utilities and like these outages and closing, you know, nuclear power plants when like energy is going to go up really high. So it's like we're failing on these mechanisms on a few fronts. It's not like we can't like look at the Federal Reserve and be like, hey, this is like your fault. It's like, no, it's not their fault. Like they play a part in it, but you know, with a lot more innovation and opportunity that will come out of this for, you know, the next level. Like talking about our business, right? You know, everyone's gets all like their panties in a bunch about, or just really excited about, you know, Web3, Metaverse, NFTs. And it's like, dude, there's a huge opportunity just for streaming video on demand to become more interactive, mm-hmm. right? Like we focus on interactive video on everything we do outside of SVOD, so or streaming video on demand. So that piece of it, you know, if you're a Netflix, right, you're thinking about these things. You're like, holy shit, we have one product. How do we innovate on this one product?
Yeah.
And I think if you have enough companies thinking about that kind of stuff, the problem is it's just in the tech sector. That's the issue is that it's really just that innovation is happening in technology. It's not happening in other areas. So like finance, like they're just doing so much fighting for all these like embedded institutions. And there's a lot of incumbents that make it difficult. And there's a lot of reasons why that innovation is not happening. But it just needs to happen, because if we don't do it, then someone else is going to do it. And that's what to me has made America unique for these, you know, as long as America's been around, which isn't that long.
Amen to that. Thank you for coming to his Green Aura TED Talk. This has been.
We gotta get better questions. So if you were like finance, like what do you mean to talk
I'm
about?
I'm sure that's
finance
really. I'm sure
stuff?
That's it's great. Like, I just.
Yeah.
ADHD can't handle it. We love you guys so much. Thanks for joining us. If you have questions, better questions, as Max would say, please let us know. We'll be happy to answer them and let Max rant. Green rant about all the things, technology and finance and business. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.